There was a very great lesson. In the first 4 hours, we passed over a destroyed land. Utterly destroyed. You who have not seen it do not know what hell looks like from the top. That's what Germany looks like. That's what Austria looks like. That's what any place that the 8th Air Force and the 3rd Army worked on looks like.
And that is General George S. Patton. Who was he addressing in that, John? Do you have any information? Because we just were able to pull that off. Los Angeles speech in 1945?
Exactly, yeah. He was there on a bond tour. Raising money for the war and so forth. But yeah, that's one of the few places you hear his voice. And as I said, still a powerful voice, but not George C. Scott. But I grew up with George C. Scott in my household. I got to meet him once as well.
And the name of the book is Growing Up Patton, Benjamin Patton's Here, Reflections on Heroes, History, and Family Wisdom. And just before we went to break, we talked about what you're doing now. You did find your passion. Your dad would be pleased. He worried about you. And your passion is actually helping out in a very big way.
Yeah. Well, basically, I mean, I'm a great fan of my father and my grandfather's and my lineage, for sure. And I've learned a great deal of, from them, particularly about taking care of soldiers and take care of your team. But the one area where I think they fell short, as did maybe to some extent their generation, was in this in understanding this, what has now become known as post-traumatic stress disorder or post-traumatic stress injury, some people are calling it. And so what I've been doing is I'm a documentary filmmaker and now a writer. And what I've been doing is holding filmmaking workshops for soldiers that are actually being treated and recovering from post-traumatic stress at the Army's Warrior Transition Unit hospitals. And over the course of several days, we put a camera. We tell them a little about filmmaking and the technical and the narrative side of it. We can put a camera in their hand and we have instructors standing by and we say, look, we're experts in teaching film and making films, but you're the only expert. You're uniquely qualified to tell your story. Tell us about it. And so they make a film. And what's so interesting about that is it's healing, but it's healing because it's empowering. It's, nobody's telling them what to do. They get to make a story Wow. the way they want it and reorganize the time-space continuum to articulate something just how they want to tell it, to their Wow. family, to themselves.
And if someone out there has a family member that could be going through this, either a neighbor, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, there's a website we have up now. It's very small because this is just a nascent program, but they can go to iwastheremedia.org and they can track me down that way. And we're starting to do these at different military bases and with nonprofit organizations that deal with veterans.
Incredible. Rob is in Missouri. Rob, say hello to Benjamin Patton. You met General Patton in Germany.
Yes, I did. It was in the middle of the night, and it was in the winter time, and I was the first sergeant of Alpha Troop, first to 2nd ACR, and we was out on maneuvers, and I had a tank that burned up a road wheel on it, and we had to put a new wheel bearing in it, and I had it rest up there with lights about 2 o'clock in the night, and we were repairing the tank, and I was bent down over the hub of put a wheel bearing in it, and somebody says, what are you doing? Well, I won't use the language I use, but I said, what does it look like I'm doing? And he says, soldier, you better stand up and look at me. I stood up, and there stood General Patton. I said, oh, boy, my military career's over. And he says, what are you doing? I said, well, just burn the bearing out, and we got to repair this tank. He said, you know who I am? I said, yes, sir, you're General Patton.
Yeah. Well, he was something. He couldn't think about much else but fighting. In fact, he told me once, and he said in speeches that I've heard, he said, you know, I can't drive. He said, I go out to the movies with my wife or go to church, and I can't drive past a piece of ground on the way to the movies without figuring out a way to take it. So he was pretty much thinking about this stuff all the time, whether it was, you know, ball bearings or battle.
And he never took no disciplinary action against me or anything for the derogatory remark I made, but he shook hands with him, and he turned around, went back, and got in his Jeep, and him and his driver drove off, and I stood there, and I said, well, 2 o'clock in the middle of the night.
Thanks, Rob. Rob, thanks for your service, by the way, too. The book is called Growing Up Patton, Reflections on Heroes, History, and Family Wisdom. It's a great book, and what a great time to get it. July 3rd on the eve of July 4th, when we talk about great Americans as we celebrate America's birthday. We got to have you back, Ben.
Absolutely. Hey, Brian, such a pleasure to be here. And boy, are you well-read.